Okay, Alexandra, let's talk about what's going on in France. We have parliamentary elections coming up, but we also have a lot of protests already starting. How long has Macron been in office and already protests are taking place? So, what do you make of what's going on in France, the situation in France now that Macron is beginning his second term as
Well,
president?
it proves the point that we've made many times. Macron didn't win the election. Le Pen just wasn't somebody that enough people in France were prepared to vote for because they're still trapped within the ideological labels that have been so strongly embedded in France ever since the French Revolution of the 1780s. So Macron didn't win. He's deeply unpopular. His whole project is deeply unpopular. The moment the election was out of the way, people went out protesting again. It doesn't seem to have occurred to them that the reason that they have to protest is because so many of them, many of these people must have voted for him. But, that is very much the way in France. And what we now see is that Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who is, I have to say this. I mean, he's coming across to me as a rather manipulative figure. He's now he basically put the spike into Le Pen. He made it impossible for Le Pen to win the election by telling his voters not to vote for her. And he's now trying to position himself as the next French prime minister by trying to support this protest movement and to gear himself up to sweep to a left-wing victory in the French legislative elections in June, which will then end up by having him confirmed as prime minister. But all I would say is it actually isn't a solution to France's problems, because even if Mélenchon's gamble, and it is a gamble, pays off, he would be prime minister, but Macron would still be president. It would still be a cohabitation. The president is always stronger than the prime minister under the French system. So, in fact, more likely than not, all that would happen is that Mélenchon himself would be completely discredited and compromised as a result of his association with Macron. But it's the kind of over-clever strategy that people like Mélenchon tend to follow, but it also shows the extent of the unease and anger and resentment in France.
So, are you saying that Mélenchon, at the end of the day, he was just going for a power grab? In other words, instead of telling the people that were backing him to vote for a candidate that would help France get out of the mess that Macron put the country in, he took a very cynical approach and told his people, "Don't vote, stay out of it," so that he could position himself to become president.
Well, eventually,
To become prime minister, sorry.
absolutely. Well, that's exactly how it looks to me. I mean, people will deny this, but they'll say that he couldn't possibly tell them not to vote for Le Pen. But he could have simply said, "Look, both candidates are unacceptable. Don't vote for either." That would have been one option. Or he could have said, "I leave it entirely to you to decide." What he actually said to people was, "Don't vote for Le Pen." So that signaled that they should vote for Macron. Having voted in Macron, who is deeply unpopular, he now hopes that he can ride to victory in the parliamentary election and become prime minister. But it is a cynical game, or will be seen as such eventually. And he will pay the price because, as I said, he's going to be forced into a cohabitation with Macron, which will eventually discredit him because Macron isn't going to change. And that will, of course, weaken the left, and it will weaken the whole political system in France as well, even further, even more than it is weakened and discredited already.
So what happens with Macron going forward now?
Well, he stumbles along. It's quite likely that he will lose, or he'll certainly lose ground in the parliamentary elections. I think that's a given. I would be very, very surprised if his party, En Marche, does particularly well in these elections. It could very well collapse. So he could very well end up with a parliament which is hostile to him, dominated either by Mélenchon or possibly by Mélenchon and Le Pen. But anyway, not a parliament that he can work with. So what Macron will do, because that's what all French presidents who find themselves in this situation will do, is that they will withdraw from domestic policy, leave it to someone like Mélenchon to sink. He will block any initiative that Mélenchon takes, which would break the deadlock in France, and he will simply focus on foreign and defence policy, where he will continue to pursue his Europeanist projects, and he will try to use the European institutions to do in France what he can't do through the French institutions. So actually, I think in the end, Macron will be all right. It will be Mélenchon who will be the big loser. And, you know, if Mélenchon hasn't understood that yet, well, it's another sign that though he appears to be a clever man, he is actually a lot less clever than he believes.
A final question is Le Pen's political career, or at least her ambition to become president, is it over now? Should she pass it on to someone else?
It's a very good question. I don't think she's ready for that. I think she still has hopes that, you know, just as she won 8% more votes in this election, going up from 34 to 42, she can win another 8% in the next election, bringing herself up from 42 to 50, which would, of course, mean that she would win. And she may be saying to herself, what Mélenchon is doing is that he's digging his own grave. He's working towards a cohabitation arrangement with Macron, which will be a disaster for him. So that will leave the ground open for me as the only real alternative to Macron. I think it's a more realistic calculation than the one Mélenchon is making. I think it will probably, you know, I can see how that might work, but I'm not saying that it will. I think realistically, it's still very difficult for her, unless things go so badly wrong in France that the French do what they did in 1958, though not, it should be said, through an election, but through various political manoeuvres. In 1958, eventually, in the face of an existential crisis with the threat of a military coup, the French political class, in desperation, turned to de Gaulle. It could just be that in the face of a similar existential crisis, France, either its political class, though that seems unlikely, or its people could finally turn to Le Pen. But it would need, in my opinion, to be something as big as that for there to be a real change in France, you know, in 5 years' time.
All right, we will leave it there. TheDuran.locals.com, everybody, and go to the Duran shop. 10% off when you use the code GOODDAY. Take care.